Not bad. Not bad. What's going on, my friends? It's Dave Sharp. Welcome to Wake Up Legendary. Hope you got your coffee. I'm waking up legendary right along with you. And this morning, I'm really excited about this guest. And the reason why is because, well, she's got a very special story. I was able to meet her in person, and she's come a long way. Please help me welcome Paulette to the show. Paulette, how are you?
Good morning. How are you? How is everybody?
Good to see you again. Good, great to see you again. You're
been a while.
Mastermind attendee, and now this is, I think, the second time you've been on the show. Is that right?
Yeah, this is my second time.
Yeah,
I was actually, I was at the same mastermind that Steve was at. Oh, you watched the one yesterday. We were
right
there together.
The, Steve, which was the most recent
December.
No, December. Mm-hmm. Okay, December of 2021.
Yes.
You were in Orlando.
Was an attendee there also.
Yeah, he was an attendee there also, right. December of 2021 is when it was?
Yeah, I think that was the first one after COVID, you know, for C-word.
Right. So tell us, for those who've never heard your story, the cool thing about the show is people can go back. We don't take episodes down. We don't hide anything. If somebody's a returning guest, people can always go back and look at that previous episode and kind of, you know, track somebody's story. But give us the nutshell version of your legendary story, if you will, kind of how you found us for people who don't know you.
The nutshell story of how I ended up here is I was trying to become a nurse for, I don't know, like 5-6 years. And you get to the point where you apply to nursing school. I just kept applying, getting denied. I'm like, okay, I have to figure out something else because I was working so much. I was doing like 16-hour days, working 2 to 3 jobs. And I'm like, okay, I have money, but I don't have time. So I went on TikTok, you know, like everybody else. And I found a video from Andre. I don't know if he's watching this, but I saw his TikTok.
He is. Andre, he's right there. He said, hey, Paulette.
Oh, hey. So I watched that video. I watched, just, you know, went through his TikTok profile, and I decided to start the challenge. And, you know, it was scary and I was super nervous. And then from there, I decided to invest in myself. I've never attended a mastermind before. So yours was actually the very first one that I've attended ever. And it was an amazing experience and I loved it. I actually got to meet Andre because I think he was speaking. So I thought it was very cool. Obviously got to meet you and I learned a lot from there. And I got accepted into nursing school like literally a month after I decided to do affiliate marketing and go all in on myself. So I was like, oh shoot. So now I do both because I feel like you need to finish everything you start. And I started this and I started nursing. So it's kind of my journey and how I ended up here.
Wow. Isn't that something that when you started this, like that other opportunity popped up too? And it was kind of like, wow, all the good stuff was coming at you at once.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Not going to lie, but here I am doing it. So works out.
So where do you think your life would be if you hadn't had done both of the things? I mean, you applied for nursing school, but then you started an online business. Mm-hmm. Where do you think your life would be if you hadn't started this business?
Probably working more and in nursing school because I work less. I still bartend. I'm a bartender, but I only bartend 2 days out of the week. So it gives me flexibility to go to school and still have money to pay my bills. And then I work, do my side hustle, which is affiliate marketing on the side to pay for my wedding. I'm actually getting married and pay for my like debt. So it's kind of like my savings.
Is your fiance the gentleman that I met?
Yes, with the beard.
Okay, that was a roll of the dice there, you know. But great, that's fantastic. I'm glad to know you both. You know, I remember him very clearly. Big guy, yes, tall. I'm tall, and I feel like I was looking up at him.
Everybody's always scared of him, and I'm like, he's really nice. You just need to talk to him.
Big beard, very, and I'm like, he was sitting right in the front row. He's probably right there,
front row. No, he's at work, right here.
Yeah, he's sitting right in the front row at the mastermind, kind of staring at me, and I'm kind of like, is this guy gonna kill me or is he here to protect me? I don't know. We'll find out.
He's actually a teddy bear.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not watching this.
he was fantastic. So what happened once you started this? What sort of initial feelings, thoughts do you remember going through your head that were new to you, that you were unfamiliar with, but what lesson did you learn from that first journey or that first kind of chapter of your online journey? and what could you share with our audience about kind of what they might go through in those first early month or two?
So my actual like first journey, I had purchased the course to try to become a self-published author, and that didn't work out because I couldn't pick a niche. And I was like, everything saturated, and I just quit doing that. And then I saw, that's when I found later on, like a month later, I found, you know, TikTok and affiliate marketing. And I was talking to the advisor, which I think is the community that you have a legendary is, I feel like, very strong if you go out and you seek for help. Because a lot of people, what I would notice a difference is with legendary, I was able to communicate and, you know, talk to the plan advisor, which you don't really have in a lot of other courses. Mm-hmm. So I think this is like a big value that you get, and just going out and seeking for help. And if you need it, you know, there's people there to help you. And I felt scared, you know, just getting started. I didn't know what to do. So I would just come on Facebook and watch the Wake Up Legendaries. So I would do that every single morning. I don't know if you remember, I think Tyler actually told you that I would always watch that, and he would be annoyed because he'd hear your voice like while he was sleeping. But I just, you know, that's something that really kept me motivated.
Tyler is her fiance, by the way.
Yes. So I just think that's something, you know, if you're new, you're getting started, just stay motivated and just kind of close yourself off from people that you know are not going to give you the feedback that you want. You know, like if you have family that are against it, or friends that are against it, or just people that, you know, are always reacting and being negative to what you're doing, and you know they're not okay, just kind of stay focused on what you're doing and just, you know, stay with your community that is going to support you with that. That's something you that was really valuable point. For me. Mm-hmm.
Do you have people in your life who, you know, if you brought it to them, they would have give you either a critical or a just in some way an unsupportive? So you've now, what you're saying is you've now learned how to be more selective with what you share with certain people in your life. Is that what you're alluding to?
No. Yes. I'm saying when you're starting off. Yes. Right now I don't care. And everybody knows that I do affiliate marketing. I put it on my Facebook reel. So I just had to accept like it is what it is.
Okay.
But at the beginning, if you're just getting started and, you know, it's completely new for you, you don't know, this is probably the first online business you've ever owned, you're going to be sensitive to that kind of stuff. So you should just not put yourself out there. And then, you know, as you grow and you learn and get better, then you'd be like, okay, you know what? I really don't care what people think of me, and I'm just going to be me.
Very clear about that. Thank you. And I totally agree because, you know, it really in the beginning, it's, you're right, we are extra sensitive. And that's exactly what it is. We're extra sensitive because we're doing something new. And the truth is that we don't know if it's going to work out. We don't know anything about the unknown. We just don't. We don't know about the future. We don't know if tomorrow we're going to walk out and something tragic's going to happen. That's life. And so what I hear you saying is in that beginning early journey, when you're extra sensitive and your business is extra fragile. And it is. It's like a baby, right?
Yeah, it really is.
More fragile with our business and with ourselves in that early stage before we feel like we're a little bit more sturdy on our legs and a little bit more. I think the thing for me is that, like you, I've grown into a point to where, yeah, I don't really care what people think, but nor am I looking for their approval.
Yep. And that's something you have to work on, I think, especially if you're not used to that. And it goes back to like your mindset and personal growth, which you have to build on that because you know, like you don't know what you don't know. So you just don't know. And why are you going to put yourself in a situation that, you know, might make you feel worse or might harm you or might altogether, you're just going to get upset because, you know, like somebody said something and you're just going to quit altogether and you never know what could have happened.
And our family members can be the most triggering to us. I mean, they know how to push our buttons. So, and also most of us want their approval. It's built into our nature to go to them and say, hey, you know, mom, dad, family member, whatever, aunt, uncle, cousin, hey, look at what I'm doing. And the challenge is that they all have their own limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm. So they take it out on not us, but. Kind of like that. My parents are very supportive. Like everybody in my immediate
like an anger problem. Supportive. Yeah.
Yeah. Not but you never know. Out.
They're just living their life. That's just what they believe. Right.
Yep. Like whenever people are mean or rude to me, you know, like at the bar, I'm just like, you know what? They're just taking it out on me. Like I didn't do anything to them and it's okay. I just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. that really takes a lot of, experience or it takes something, because I know a lot of people who are a lot older than you who don't know that, who aren't aware of that. They every single time somebody throws out a little bit of bait, and let's apply this to the business. It's like every time somebody throws out a comment that's negative, some people have a tendency to take that comment and really take it on, you know, personally. Yeah. How did you deal with some of that? And it can be nasty. The internet, the world, how did you deal with some of that out there from strangers on the internet?
I just don't respond. You know, it's like, why am I going to give you my energy? Or I'll respond one time and then that's it. Because if you keep it going, then they're like, oh, she responded. And then you go mm-hmm. back and forth. So you're feeding into it. I mean, you're feeding the algorithm, but you also might be hurting yourself. You have to have tough skin. And if you know you don't have tough skin, then just, you know, let it go. Or you can delete it. I mean, I don't delete it. I just let it be. I think one of my videos on Instagram went viral. And I was looking, and it had 5 comments, and all of those comments were hate comments. And I was like, wow, that's cool. And I just got out of that. You know, just admire it.
You're doing right. It's just kind of like, that was so funny what you just said. It's just like, and it's shocking sometimes. It's like, you know, you're a good person. You know, you're trying, to put out quality stuff, and people can be mean and nasty. Yeah. And you just sitting there looking at that kind of like, it's almost like looking at an ice cream cone that just melted it. You're just kind of looking at it like, well, that was good at one time, but you just the sun just made this pure shit. And it's like, I know that feeling. You put out a video, you try hard, and somebody just takes a shit on it out on the internet. That is that can be a hard blow. And it's not as easy as you just made it sound. However, I believe you that's how you, because of what you're describing, you've seen it and felt it and dealt with it in the hospitality industry. I'm sure you just described the situation. Who knows? Did you have anything that's happened in your childhood that's helped you and prepared you or in your life for entrepreneurship? And could you share that?
So I came from Ecuador when I was 7 here. And I was speaking Ecuadorian Spanish, and in California or at Los Angeles, everybody speaks, you know, mostly Mexican Spanish. So I would get bullied a lot because my Spanish was different and, you know, like the lingo, stuff like that. So I went through a lot of depression at like 9 years old. I didn't know it was depression back then. I would like lock myself in the bathroom. I wouldn't open the door. I would say I hate living here. Yeah. And so I had to work through the bullying when I'm gonna say from like 3rd grade to fifth grade. And we moved cities because it was like bad. My mom's like, no, we can't keep staying here because or else you're going to end up pregnant or something. I was like, okay, whatever. So we moved. And I feel like that fresh start for me really is what made me stronger. Because obviously, like, I would talk to my mom. We didn't have a lot of income. So everything that we did was mainly based through our parents communicating to us or like us living in the library, because that's just what we would do as a form of like childcare, I guess, or like, you know. Wow. So I would just, you know, I learned through that, just talking to my mom, and she's like, you know what, people are going to say things about you and that's okay. And you just let it be. And whatever they say, like knowing your heart that that's not what you believe, but just don't feed back into it.
Yeah.
And that kind of just stuck with me. And every time people, you know, say things to me, especially I feel like I kind of grew that over the years, like you said, in the hospitality industry, I learned to just not take things personally and just let them be, you know. If people are angry, let them be angry, and you just mind your own business, because, I mean, in the end, they're still going to be angry.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're only going to make them more angry. It's not like I'm going to come along and somehow save this person from being angry from a life's worth of anger or a life's worth of trauma or who knows what somebody went through. But wow, I'm so fascinated in immigrant stories because they are like what you go through. I have a barber who immigrated, is now an American, actually just got his citizenship, came from Cuba. That stories are unbelievable. I mean, the stories of somebody like yourself coming from a different country, learning a new language. And you mentioned Andrea, you know, we've got
both from Peru,
Camila from Brazil. We've got people from all over the world, and you know, some of us have come to America. There's been people who have immigrated like yourself to America, and that's part of your amazing story and part of who you are. And it's it's inspiring. And there's a lot that those of us who aren't immigrants, or at least not in our lifetime, you know, we could learn from that. I mean, there's just so much, because you not only did you have to learn new language, it sounds like you had to learn new languages, multiple, kind of like.
My English is not that great.
You know, you
just make it work somehow.
There's so many lessons. And how much credit do you give some of your ability to do this, your ability to persevere, your ability to overcome challenges with connected to what you learned early in life and some of the struggles that you went through?
Honestly, I would say struggling, because I would struggle like learning English. I would struggle with math. I would go get tutoring when I was going to community college to do my 5 prerequisite years that I mentioned prior. I learned how I told you I would use the library as a preschool, essentially. I learned to use my resources to get help when I couldn't get things done. Mm. So that came from childhood all the way until even now, you know, like seeking for help. And that's just kind of what's kept me, I wouldn't say like gritty, but just, I guess maybe gritty, like kept me motivated and kept me going to work through my struggles. Yeah. And I went through like a phase where I just didn't care. I was like, I'm not going to go to college. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be me. And I was just, you know, partying, drinking, doing the whole, you know, I don't care life. And I think after that, I decided, you know, like I saw all my friends graduate and everybody doing stuff. And I'm like, what am I doing with my life? Like, I'm doing nothing with my life. Yeah. And I decided to work out. And I feel like working out plus my previous experiences and struggles are what led me to grow my mindset, which kind of leads me to where I'm at now. Because you struggle working out too. You know, you can't do this rep and you're like, oh, well, just do it. And then you do it and you get better and better and better. And as you go, you know, you progress and you look back. I look at my videos and I'm like, wow, I was wobbly then. And now I can do like, you know, a lift and not be wobbly. Same weight, but it's better. And it's just kind of what you do with anything in life. Yeah. So,
you know why I love these episodes? This is because we get to hear somebody's story who is a real hero, a real inspiration, but walks around like a normal person. And most likely a lot of us just underestimate our own power and our own value. And I'm sitting here asking Paulette about how the experiences in her life have helped her business. And we've got some clear examples, but now I want to ask everybody who's listening, you know, how have your experiences prepared you for this moment? Because if you think back to your life, there's a lot of things that you've struggled through. You got through them. Tough, crazy stuff. And if you think about how those situations gave you skills, you just mentioned one. It was beautifully said. The resourcefulness. You learned how to be resourceful because you had limited resources.
Yeah.
And so here you're sitting at the library or wherever. And I wonder what we could all borrow from that story this morning. That's the power of these conversations and these episodes. Is that most likely each one of you has your own resourcefulness too. And you also have a lot of other unique qualities that you have because you struggled through some tough shit. Period.
Yep.
And this is just another struggle in your life. This is just another struggle. And here's another thing that I borrowed from Jay Leno. And it's not that you have to particularly believe in yourself. You have to get others to believe in you. That's really what this business is about. Because a lot of times when you do something in life, and I really think this is what life is about, when you do something like that's beyond what you think you can do, most of the time, and it turns out good. Like say, for example, you make a sale. Like I've heard people give examples of you know, making a sale on the phone, and somebody said yes, and they're like, I can't believe they said yes, right?
I've seen these,
it's really about getting other people to believe in us. And because if you spend all this time trying to get yourself, getting ready to believe in yourself, you may never do it. You're never going to feel ready. You're just not. But it's like, am I willing to start? Okay, that's all I need. Because if I start, there's going to be other people because we live in a society.
Yep.
I surround myself and I put forth the effort. They're going to start believing in me. It's they just are. People like to see people trying. People like to see people giving value. Just like when you went to the gym or started working out. People
fake
are probably
it till you make it. I say that to everybody everywhere. And they're like, what? And I'm like, I'm not saying like fake it, but just pretend. Like give yourself the power to have the confidence. Even if you don't have it, you trick your brain that you do have it.
Yeah.
And then you do have it.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm telling you, I was this quote from Jay Leno made so much sense because he's like, you know, in business and in sales, I've always the number one piece of advice that I've given people is create a product and create a business that other people can believe in, that other people believe in, not just that you believe in. You can't just be the only one who believes in yourself and you believe in what you're doing. Your ultimate job should be to get other people to believe in you and yeah. what you're
help,
doing.
Help other people. It's just yeah. a regular business model. Help
exactly.
people. Help people.
Yeah. Because if you get other people to believe in what you're doing because you're helping and serving and providing a good service or product, you are going to start believing in yourself. And the main reason, just like when we're babies, we look around and we get feedback from people around us. Oh, this yeah. is okay. Not they give us energy. Yes, it's okay. And so when you're building your business and other people are starting to believe in you, you're gonna look at them just like we did when we're younger and say, oh, this is good. You want
you're looking
more
at
of
me?
This? Yeah. And you're gonna start believing in yourself. And so what is my point here? My point is that as an entrepreneur starting something, you most likely, all you listening, have skills that just like Paulette described, that you can turn those struggles into those strengths, those situations into like you've got skills, you've survived through shit. And the number one goal that we all should have would be to serve and to provide such good, valuable products and services. And mainly our service as affiliates anyways is content. But yep. that keep. We don't need to believe in ourselves and believe in what we're doing so much. And I'm not sure that, no, we need to go out and get other people to receive value and believe in what we're doing. And that will grow our belief. And could you describe how, you know, you've built your audience and what your relationship is with your audience now? Like how... I see so many people who are just creating content versus really looking at their audience like a group of people they want to have a relationship with for a long time. And so I just wonder how your relationship has evolved or what takeaways you have about building a relationship with your audience.
Since I'm in school right now, I don't necessarily spend that much time on social media. School kind of, that's my priority right now. So this is literally just on the side, but I try to connect with all of my followers through Instagram stories, because it's a way that you can post what you're doing on a daily basis. You can ask questions and then people always respond to mine. And then I just, you know, I talk to them in the DMs through that way, but I don't necessarily go super out of my way to, you know, be like, hey, do this yeah. or I'll, like comment something below. Sometimes they comment, sometimes they don't. Like, I think somebody just messaged me like earlier today and I was like, oh, hey, let's be friends. I'm like, all right, let's be friends.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like that's how I am able to communicate with them a little better because, you know, with my schedule, it is very hard for me.
Yeah. Well, I don't ever talk to a client or a lead one-on-one ever. And you know, so I don't particularly think that we need to have or nor is it required to be one-on-one with people to build a relationship. You know, I mean, and I'm glad you're saying this and pointing this out because this business can be ran. There's ways that we can build relationships with our audience by just simply speaking one to many. That's the whole hack here. That's the whole yeah. trick here. That's the whole secret to this is that we're not doing it. Even in the blueprints, in the coaching and consulting blueprint, I talk about the difference between one-on-one coaching and group coaching. One-on-one, anything can be, you know, it can be, it's not as leveraged if you're a solopreneur as using these platforms to speak one to many. So it's kind of like
that's what I do with Instagram.
Yeah, you're proving yeah. kind of my point in a sense that you're able to do all of these things while you know, going to nursing school and working a bartending job on
it's
the
also
side
hard,
a couple of days a week.
Or I guess not hard. It's challenging to change my mindset. And it's something that I have struggled with in the past, but I'm getting better with that. Like struggling from, you know, like I'm a student, whatever they tell me, whatever my school tells me, I have to go, I have to be there. Classes from, you know, 9 to 11. Well, it's going to go to 2 and that's it. You know, you got to take it. Be at the hospital at 5 in the morning. You're done at 5 p.m. You work on a paper for like 16, 20 hours. Then you turn it in and you're like, you get a C. I'm like, damn. But, you know, like just those things happening and then thinking like, okay, now I'm going to put my entrepreneur hat and now I'm going to forget all about that school stuff. And now I'm going to think about like, okay, what can I do today to move my business forward or to like show somebody something or whatever it is that I'm doing? Just kind of switching hats between entrepreneur and student, entrepreneur and student, because, you know, in the end, like it's me, it's who I am. And I don't, it's not like I'm like, oh no, like I'm secretly a nursing student. Like I openly tell everybody like, hey, yeah. I'm in school and I'm doing this. And like, if I can do this, you know, you can probably do this too. I mean, maybe you can, maybe you can't, but the opportunity is out there for you if you're willing to take it.
And I commend you and think it's really interesting and amazing that you're doing multiple things and pursuing multiple dreams at one time. I mean, whenever in human, in mankind, in our, you know, in our human existence, has a person ever been able to have truly streams of income coming in from multiple places and have the time and energy to do multiple things of this nature, run a business. I mean, because we call it a side hustle that, but it really does. It's a business. And I mean, you can write things off if you have a LLC or a corporation. It's a business and you're running a business. You're going to nursing school. You're working a bartending job one or two, and you're getting ready for a wedding. It's really
I'm crazy.
And you're working out in your, I mean, it's really amazing. Do you ever look at your life and go, wow, like how did it become so full?
I do that all the time. I've learned, actually failed one of my classes for nursing because of time management.
Okay, so you there's some balance there to
like
work back,
like
well,
I said,
is,
just resources. I time block now, and it's been great. I don't know if you guys know what that is. Pretty much, no, I have my Google Calendar. I have a Google Calendar. I can probably just show you on my phone, and I have everything scheduled that I'm gonna do. So you can see, it's very colorful. I have my workout time, my online business time, my school time, my Panera time because I just live there when I study. Like I have everything put out for me, and it did take me a while to, you know, like really schedule like, okay, I'm gonna do laundry today. It's kind of annoying and it's kind of like, you know, like I'm that person, but it's what's helped me do everything that I'm doing, because it's it's a lot, and that's a good way to manage your time if you're, you know, if you're in school or if you're just working a lot.
Yeah, can you hold that back up so we can see it, just the how many different colors there are and how well organized that is. We can't see any of the words, but we can see the colors, so it makes it, it
you can kind of see, like I have my Wake Up Legendary class. I have class after this, take my car to the dealer, flu vaccine,
workout online biz.
I just
and
have everything
coded them
here.
You can do that inside Google Calendar, so you can add colors for labels, right? Kind of
different different colors, so everything's categorized.
So look, it's not about things that we need to do more to become successful. A lot of times we're just doing the wrong things, or there are things that we need to stop doing. And so a great example would be people go crazy over morning routines. And there's some people who spend 2 hours in the morning, you know, praying and meditating and doing all this stuff. And that's fine. But most entrepreneurs who are successful that I know just wake up and just, you know, have coffee and you just go to work. They might read a little bit or do something in the morning, but the point of that is that, well, what do I need to do? Do I need to change my morning routine? No, my advice would be, you know, cut some stuff out of your schedule and get to work. you know, I'm sorry to be so old school here, but that's just my point here is that
look,
you just showed us
book.
A great,
I actually got
a miracle morning thing.
I do, but I don't do it like, you know, like I wake up, it's not a routine that I do, but I do it in my head when I drive, if I'm showering, Like, I just do it on this, like, not on the side, but I always have it in my mind.
Do you got your fresh glass of water that you drink in the morning for the miracle morning?
No, but I always have water next to me 24/7.
I read that book. Get up and drink the glass of water in the morning. Yeah. Look, it's.
I mean, I think it works, but I mean, you just have to tailor it to you. Like I said, like, I have busy mornings.
That's really what it is. I just wake up.
Yeah.
What works for you, you know, and if you've developed something and you've got something that works, that's great. But my point is not so much the morning routine. My point is really going back to your calendar. And if you all want the similar results and momentum that Paulette's getting, and you're not just getting it in your business or financial life, you're getting it in your physical life too, because you're applying the same sort of organization and discipline and so forth around your exercising, from what I heard, right?
Yeah. So
you're improving multiple areas of your life at one time. There's something that we can learn from you. And the biggest takeaway so far was you holding up that calendar and showing us how organized and disciplined you are about your time. That was really impactful.
I had to learn from my mistakes, so I'm not gonna do that again.
Well, what was the mistake? What did you learn?
Well, I failed one of my classes by one point, so I was very upset. But then, you know, I was like, you know what? You learn from your mistakes. It's all right. And then I have more time to plan my wedding because I had a really long summer. So I'm like, okay, I can look at this two ways. I can just be really sad that I failed, or I can be like, hey, I have more time to plan my wedding now. I don't have to be super, you know, crash wedding plan in 2 months because I'm going to get married on a weekend in between school to add on to what I'm doing. So it just makes everything a little bit better, you know? And I'm like, now I know what to do. And now I started, you know, time blocking, and I have, you know, this calendar here that really helps me out. And it's just different ways, you know, that I can just like get back to being resourceful and just kind of make it work for myself. So.
And what a great example, and what a great lesson of finding what both latching on to a system, a simple system. And you gave us an example of a tool that's free to everybody, and you can have it on your computer and your phone. But it's about also relaxing in the idea that this is good enough for me right now. Like, I don't need to keep looking for another system. I don't need to
keep. You have what you need, yeah.
You have everything that you need. And I think that that's a real challenge for us humans, is even when we have something and it's good enough, we still want what our neighbor has, or we still want what so-and-so that we saw.
The grass is greener on the other side, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I went through a whole
shiny object syndrome
for a little bit.
It's really just envy too, you know what I mean?
But it happens, you know? And I feel like you should never compare yourself to other people, because you don't live their life. You don't have their experiences. You can't be like, oh, well, you know, how are they making this much money? And I started and I'm not making this much money. And we're like, you know, because like I said, back to like learning a skill, it's a skill. You're not just gonna, you know, start something and then be a pro, you know, and like 2 weeks or whatever. Like, it does take learning, it does take trying, failing, trying again, and just not giving up, because if you give up, then that's when you're done, you know? Like, that's really when you fail.
Yeah.
And it's just hard. Like, whatever progress you make, like for me, like I'm in school right now, I'll post one video a day. Sometimes I don't post any videos. Sometimes I repost old, you know, viral videos, and then they'll go viral again. Like, you know, you just have to learn how to keep pushing yourself forward and keep progressing even when it gets hard.
Yeah. Well, you've laid out some incredible, incredible stuff this morning. I mean, things that I didn't expect. And I'm really just blown away by, you know, how you've developed systems for yourself that work for you, and they aren't perfect, and how you embrace your sort of your humanness, your perfectly imperfect self. Yeah. And there's just so much that I take away from this conversation this morning, and I couldn't be happier for you and your husband and your upcoming wedding. So congrats.
Thank you. On that again. I'm excited. But I mean, I don't know. I feel like anybody like can do this. It just takes guts and it takes courage, and you have to be brave to just, you know, go out and do it, because it is scary, and nobody, you know, you're always thinking about what other people are going to think about you. But you have to realize that, you know, whatever you do in life, it's going to be hard. Whether you do it for your boss or you do it for yourself, it's just going to be hard, and life always just throws things at you. But you have to be, you know, you have to think to yourself, like, what do I want for my life? Because in the end, you're the one paying your own bills. Like, nobody's out there paying your bills for you. People are always complaining and, you know, judging you. But in the end, you just have to say, like, you know, I'm going to do this for me. And that's that.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, it's a harsh reality when we really come to terms with the fact that nobody's coming to save us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's tough. It's like, dang, you know, like, I think what we all went through in 2020 and 2021, it was like, I mean, here in America anyways, everybody got one or two $1,200 checks. You know, that was your rescue. That was the Coast Guard sending a helicopter.
Nothing.
You know what I mean?
Like, nothing. Like, some people turn that into businesses, though. I was reading some
talk
about that. I thought that was very cool, but majority of the people didn't do anything. Just bought a lot of Uber Eats.
Bitcoin. They bought a Bitcoin that's now worth a dollar, but, you know, man, it's really something to see how you've, you know, how you've turned really nothing into something, you know what I mean? And that's really what entrepreneurship is about. We all start with nothing. We come in the same front door and we usually all got our own, you know, laundry bag of limiting beliefs and, you know, negative self-image and all this stuff. And
that board experience that we had at the mastermind, for everybody that doesn't know, Dave made us hold up a board like this with our limiting beliefs. And then we had to crush it, you know, just go like karate chop. And I feel like I really held on to that. And it really just made me remember, like, okay, this is what you think that you can't do, but you can do it. Like, you can break through that and just do whatever you want, because you really can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've proven that to us this morning. So thank you for also using your life as the example for your words. We've got your TikTok and Instagram so people can find you, follow you, support you, and, you know, be a part of your network. And maybe we can make it a third time, maybe awesome. after your wedding, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
When are you getting married again?
April. April 1st. April
4th. Oh, you two are something to do it.
We're two fools in love.
That is really, really funny, man. That's cool. That's really cool. Tell me his name again.
Tyler.
Tell Tyler that I said good luck and congratulations, and really enjoyed our time today, Paulette.
Yeah, thank you. I did too.
All right. We'll talk to you hopefully soon for a third episode. And and thanks for all the time and the value this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Bye. All right.
See ya. All right, my friends, go and follow Paulette we've got her screen name up on the screen. I'll spell it out if you're listening. Paulette, P-A-U-L-E-T-T-E, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E-E. Nicole E would probably be the correct pronunciation. Probably should have asked her that before I kicked her off. But anyways, I'm sure she doesn't care because, you know, she doesn't seem like she's too hung up on the details, the small stuff. But what an amazing guest and what an amazing story. It's like, just to recap for those of you who didn't catch it, she was at our mastermind back in December of 2021. She came, she sat right in the front with her fiance, and now she's continuing down the journey, continuing to build on her, what she's learned. And, man, it's really cool to see. And if you want to catch her first episode, you can go back and find it in Wake Up Legendary. Like, she's also got another episode somewhere in the archives. So have a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another episode. For those of you who are enrolled in the Blueprints, we have a Decade in a Day workshop tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to seeing everybody on that. Get the hell out of here and go have a kick-ass legendary day. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode.